Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Tes Amud Beis. We were in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura and beginning a brand new Simon, Simon Shin Pei Beis, which deals with non-Jewish people dwelling in a courtyard and how you are supposed to go about making an Erev Chatzeros when they live there. So the Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph. Hador im Akum b'chotzer. If a person lives in a courtyard and he has a house and a non-Jewish person there has a house, so ein osir alav. One non-Jewish person doesn't ruin your ability to carry from your house into the courtyard. Unless, ashiyu shnei Yisraelim, dorim b'shnei batim. Unless there are two Jewish people, each living in their own house over here, with a non-Jewish person in a third house. In that situation, the osrim zalzeh, so one Jewish person would ruin it for the other Jewish person, unless they made an Erev Chatzeros. So in this situation, ozho akum osir aleim. In this setting, the non-Jewish person will ruin it for them, even when they make their own Erev Chatzeros between the two Jewish dwellers over there. Having a non-Jewish dweller in that courtyard makes it ruined, and they cannot have an Erev Chatzeros unless they acquire the rights from the non-Jewish person via a sale or possibly a lending of those rights, as we will see. So the Mechaber tells us, "V'eino moel shi'avatel la'akim reshusa." We just learned in Siman Shin Pei Aleph how a person can be mevatel his reshusa to other Jewish people, and in this way he's considered an oreach, a guest in that yard, and his presence dwelling there doesn't ruin it for them. But this is not allowed, as we will see why, for a non-Jewish person. He cannot be mevatel his reshus to the two Jewish people. In our scenario over here, of three people living here, two Jews and one non-Jewish person. So even if the two Jewish people make an Erev Chatzeros between themselves, and the non-Jewish person is mevatel his reshus, that will not work. It will not help. Eino moel shevatel ha'akim reshus. So what must be done in this situation? Ela tzorich shiaskiru mimenu. They must rent his rights from the non-Jewish person. The two Jewish people have to rent the rights of the non-Jewish person in this courtyard in order for their Erev Chatzeros to work. We'll see, do they have to first do the rental and then the Erev Chatzeros? That's the preferred way. Or would it be acceptable, b'di'evit, to first make their Erev Chatzeros and then do the rental of the rights of the non-Jewish person? This will be discussed in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskut Tzorosh Yaskiru, which we'll get to towards the end of the shir. In any event, we just read a lot of Mechaber over here now, and we'll spend the rest of the shir discussing this Mechaber. Mishnah Brura starts off in Sif Katan Aleph. The Me'ikar Adin, the basic din is the Diras Akum Eino Chashuva Dira. In regards to carrying on Shabbos, the ownership of the non-Jewish person of a house in the courtyard doesn't impact the halachos of carrying on Shabbos for the Jewish people. And Min Hadin, if the Jewish people all made an Erev Chatzeros, the fact that there are dwellers there that are non-Jewish doesn't ruin their Erev Chatzeros. That's the din Midaraisa. However, Elo de Chachamim Gozru, the rabbis instituted over here an additional rabbinical gezerah that lay osir olav, that the non-Jewish person's ownership rights over there is going to ruin it for the Erev Chatzeros of the Jewish people, kidei shelo yidar imo, in order to prevent us from wanting to live with the goyim in that area. We have to remember, and we'll already see this in Dershu footnote number one, that living with Goyim in those days was quite different than living with non-Jewish people nowadays, and that it was very precarious to live with non-Jewish people because they would kill us on a regular basis. They would persecute us, they would have pogroms against us, and it was very uncommon and very not well recommended that we would live amongst the non-Jewish people. And therefore, in order to facilitate that this wouldn't occur, even if we were the majority, so there was less of a concern that they would attack us outright, it's still, the rabbis instituted over here a safeguard that would help us not want to live with them by making it difficult for us to carry unless we rented their rights on Shabbos. And in this way, we would have to do this every single week. It would make us less likely to want to live with them. And therefore, the reason why we don't want to live with them was also for pikuach nefashos, but also the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'yilmo b'maisav, if we live with them, their culture and their mores are going to rub off on us, and the way they conduct themselves is different than the way the Torah tells us to conduct ourselves. And therefore, the rabbis instituted this gzeirah over here. But they only instituted it in a situation where there were multiple Jewish people, at least two, living in this courtyard with a non-Jewish person. And since the rabbis in general only make the gzeiros in settings that are common, frequent, because in those days, a single Jew living with non-Jews would almost certainly have ended up being killed, so that would never happen. So the rabbis didn't institute this gzeirah in a situation of one Jew living with one non-Jew. And they only instituted it in the situations that could possibly happen, which was multiple Jews living there with a single non-Jewish person, which could happen, And there was less of a concern in Pikuach Nefashos, and the only influence that we were concerned about was the negative influence that they might have on us. And therefore, the rabbis instituted this gezeira. But not when there was only one Jewish person. Because it was very unusual for a single Jewish person to live amongst the goyim because of the kuch nefashos. Because nebuch, they would kill us all the time. Now, the issue footnote number one says that nowadays, he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Ginas Varadim, and he brings this down as well from other poskim, that nowadays, the way of the world is quite different. Jewish people continuously live amongst non-Jewish people, even in Eretz Yisrael. And it's very unusual to have a town that doesn't have non-Jewish people living within it, and that we conduct ourselves with business with them, and we do all sorts of activities with them as part of normal local collegiality and friendship. And therefore, he wants to suggest, nowadays that we live amongst the goyim, and our parnasa is interconnected with them, our financial dealings are on a regular basis with them. So he wants to suggest that nowadays, brings down based upon a tosos, le'inyan iser halva beribis, based upon the fact that we allow lending and borrowing money from them with interest, so therefore, since that is allowed, and lesor ribis machma shema yulmo mimaisav, the rabbis didn't institute that maybe we shouldn't do this because we'll end up being with them and we'll learn from their ways, and therefore, b'shar mekach u'memkar, the same thing applies, and he brings that from the Torah, yesh lohokel b'takonazu b'mokum sheyesh tzedadim lohokel, that one can be lenient with this nowadays when there is room to be lenient. On the other hand, he brings that from the Chasam Sofer, that's absolutely not true. Afo pishu b'zman hazeh lo shayach tam ha-takon, even though the reasoning behind the takon no longer applies, nevertheless, ein lahatir erev lo schiris, the rabbis didn't forego their rabbinical restriction over here requiring you to rent from the non-Jewish person his rights, but that restriction applies, that rabbinical gezeira applies even nowadays. Because it was a davar shebeminyan, v'tzarach minyan achalatira, because it was done by the original beis dins that did it, and only a greater beis din in number and in the quality of the people would be allowed to go and change that. And since niskatnu adoris, as we get further away from Har Sinai, we get less and less, so therefore, we don't have a beis din that's greater in number or quality, and therefore, we can't change the rules. And this is also the opinion of the B'bcharto B'chaim. He brings down from the base mayor, Chalila lahaka b'makom shekol haposkim sosmin machmirim. One certainly cannot go and be makel over here when all of the poskim haven't suggested this until nowadays. And therefore, roy linhog liskor b'kol makom. He says one should rent from the non-Jewish person his rights under normal situations. But, he says, b'shas hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, you might be able to rely upon this. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi, that maybe under extenuating circumstances, especially if many people in the town are unfortunately going to carry anyway, even if there is no Erev Chatzeres over here, that we would be allowed to go and not rent from them nowadays. The issue footnote number two brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, the same halacha would apply with a Jewish person who unfortunately is over Averus b'fahesya. He's unfortunately not following the Torah. So he says in this situation, it would also be forbidden to live with such a person if you have choices, because you'll learn from their maisim as well. The issue footnote number three brings down that even if you're a Talmud Chacham and you're not going to learn from his ways, nevertheless, this additional rabbinic restriction over here, this gezerah, applies to Talmidei Chachamim as well. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Oz Hanochri Oser Aleim says it's Poshit, the Eino Oser Aleim Rak Lahotzi Mi Bateim, Umi Besim Shal Akum Lachotzer Ulamovoi. He says the only thing that is forbidden over here by having the non Jewish person over there is that you can't go from your house into the courtyard unless you purchase, rent the rights from the non Jewish person. But in the Chotzer itself, any Kalim that were in the courtyard over here itself, even though it's partially owned or has access rights to it by a non-Jewish person, or in the Mavi, whatever it is that we're talking about over here, Kalim Sheshavsu B'Sochem, if you have Kalim in there, on Shabbos itself, they were present at the start of Erev Shabbos, and now it's on Shabbos, Bevadei Mutar L'Talto, you certainly can move them around within this enclosed courtyard over here, just like Kukumo B'Yisrael B'Liakim, just like if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, the fact that you have Kalim in the courtyard, even though you don't have an Erev Chatzeros, you're allowed to move them around within the courtyard. You're just not allowed to move them from the courtyard into any of the houses, or from any of the houses into the courtyard. And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim concludes, he says, V'lo motzinu sha'akum bo lahachmir. This din of the Akum isn't going to be stricter than the din of just Yisraelim that didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. And he says, Adarabba, in the din lohi alol yakum leso klal. In fact, the din is more lenient by an Akum, and technically midaraisi, you're certainly allowed to carry from your houses into the courtyard. El demokum diyesh shnei Yisraelim, and it's only when you had two Jewish people over here that the rabbis instituted this gezeira, that the Diras Akum has halachic status to it. But min hadin, the Diras Akum really has no halachic status to it. The Chafetz Chaim goes into additional details of this. I ain't showing the rest of this Bir Halacha. In the next Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says, Dibra Masl Ve'eno Moel Shiyavatu Lakam Uchula. He says, Vuadin Ve'eno Moel in Bitlu HaYisraelim Rishusim Liakam. He brings down from the Rambam, hey, let's do it the other way around. Just like we said that one Jew can be Mevatel Rishus to the other Jew, or the other Jew can be Mevatel Rishus to him. So he says, maybe you might have thought that, okay, the guy can't be Mevatel his Rishus to you, but let the Jewish people be Mevatel their Rishus to the guy. Now it's not owned by any Jewish people, so maybe you're allowed to go carry, because they're all considered Orachim over here, to the Akim, and you'd be allowed to carry from your house into the Chatzar, from the Chatzar into your house, because you're all Orachim. There is no Jewish dwelling over there. So the Chafetz Chaim brings down from the Rambam that that's not true. The restriction would still apply, even if you were Mevatel your Rishus, if all the Jews were Mevatel their Rishus to the Akim that is present over there. And therefore, instead, Tzoruch Shiaskiru, the Chofetz Chaim says in the next Bir Halacha, you have to go and rent your rights from this non-Jewish person. And here he asks the question. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't explain over here whether the Schirus and the Akum has to be before you make your Erev Chatzeros. Again, the three Jewish people there, Reuven, Shimon, and there's Chris, the non-Jewish person. So Reuven and Shimon make an Erev Chatzeros between them, and they have to rent the rights from Chris to this yard. So does it make a difference, the Chofetz Chaim says, which one comes first? Do they first have to rent the rights from Chris, and then Reuven and Shimon should make their Erev Chatzeros, or could they even make their Erev Chatzeros first, and then rent the rights from Chris afterwards? Because after all, it's going to only come into effect, the Erev Chatzeros, at the start of Shabbos, and at that point in time, they'll have already rented from Chris Mimonoshach, either before or after they made their Erev Chatzeros. So that's the question that the Chofetz Chaim suggests over here. Maybe from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't mention anything, the order doesn't make any difference. And he goes through a long arichas over here. You can see this all inside. And at the end, already on Reish Nun Amud Aleph, at the end of this long Dibra Maskel, he says, Hayotze Mikal Zeh. The bottom line is over here. L'chadchila l'kulayama. According to everybody, the bright way to do this l'chadchila is Tzarech Lasos Haschirus B'tchila. You first should go and rent the rights from Chris, the non-Jewish person living in this courtyard. And only afterwards can Reuven and Shimon, do you make the Erev Chatzeros after they've, so to say, halachically removed the Chris, the third person, from the halachic status over here of being a dweller. So now the only dwellers here are Reuven and Shimon. Now they can make the Erev Chatzeros. However, the Amir Tzalasos Erev Mitchila also Levarachlov. If they were to do it the other way, they first make the Erev Chatzeros and then they'll rent it from Chris later on, so they're not allowed to make a bracha on this Erev Chatzeros over here. I'm guessing, he doesn't specify why, I'm guessing because maybe Chris won't rent it to them and then it'll be bracha Levatola. But in any event, they shouldn't make a bracha over here. However, Bidyevet, Mistavra Dehavi Erev Avsh Osas Chirus Achakach. If after the fact, they did make the Erev Chatzeros first, and then they did, in fact, rent from Chris. So now, retroactively, Bidyevet, it was a good Erev Chatzeros, and as long as it's still present and everything is intact, at the start of Shabbos, Kivin Shabbos, Mandein HaShmashos, at the start of Shabbos, Cholus HaErev, Kivar Nasa HaSchiros, at least at that point, when it is Chal, the Erev is Chal, they do own the non-Jewish person's rights to the yard, so then, at least Bidyevet, this would be a perfectly fine Erev Chatzeros. So, L'chatchila, the order makes a difference, but Bidyevet, the order doesn't make a difference. Now we go to Sivkot and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, if the Jewish people have two houses, so then this din applies of the rabbinical gzeir over here that they have to go and rent from the non-Jewish person. However, Avu B'chad Bais, if two Jewish people living in one house, so then Afilu Yesh Kama Anoshim, if there are many people living in that one house, and even V'ochlim Kolecha B'fneyatzu, when they're eating separately over here, they're not all eating together, nevertheless, Kichad Chashivi, they are considered halachic like only one Yisrael, and the rabbis never instituted their gzeir over here when it's one Yisrael and one Goy. Dirshu footnote number 7 brings down the Afal P Shib Ofen Ze'eno Misharei Mi'anoch. Even though here, you could argue, they're not afraid to live there with a non-Jewish person because there's multiple Jewish people, and therefore the concern of Shvichas Domin doesn't apply. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Dover Ze Atzmo Shiyadu Shnei Bali Batim Bichod Erechot Hu Dover Shenu Shchiach. But this is still quite uncommon that two people should live in the same house together, and therefore V'lo Gazu Re'ofen Ze'eno. The rabbis never instituted a Gzera for a Dover Shalo Shchiach, for something that's not common. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, in this situation where you have two people living in two separate houses that are Jewish, so they ruin it for each other unless they make an Erev Chatzeros. Ma'afuke, as opposed to, b'mokum she'eno osrim zelzeh, as opposed to in a situation where they would not go and aser one on the other, for example, could go an avu banav, a father and his sons, shemakavlin pras mito, who are living on their father's Even if they're living in separate houses and they're not eating together, but since the son over here is being supported by the father, it's considered halachically like it's only the father over there, as we've already learned. Go back and look over there. And in this situation, it's really considered halachically one non-Jewish person and one Jewish person. And as we pointed out, this is not a regular concern, and therefore it's not a davar shliach, and therefore the rabbis never instituted the gzeira over here. The issue footnote number 8 has a whole discussion. What happens if you have a non-Jewish person working for you in some capacity? Does that count as a non-Jewish dweller over here that you have to rent the rights from him or not? He presents both sides of this equation, ayin shom, for different psak halacha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalet says, in the situation where you do have one non-Jewish person and at least two Jewish people, so then the Nochri is also on them unless they rent his rights. Shelo Yoel Eruvan Shem Arvin Bneim. An Erev Chatzeros will not work, even if all the Jewish people are participating in it, Achi Yisgru Rishus HaAkam, until they purchase from the Akam the rights to his yard. Now, the issue footnote number 9 brings down, Ulinyan Diros Ochadorim Shemaskirun Lenochri Be'erev Pesach, Kedili Potter B'dikas Chomets. What happens when people sell their houses or parts of their houses to the non-Jewish person, Erev Pesach, so they shouldn't have the chametz in their possession? So does that mean that now you have to rent those rights from the Akum because he's now a dweller in your area? So he brings down that that's not the case over here. He brings down from the Rashba and the Rosh, as well as Achronim, she'im ein ha-nochri olto pito sham. If the nochri is not actually eating over there, he's not going to answer for them, even though he has these rights over here. And certainly, if he doesn't have the rights to go there, and you're really just selling the chametz over there, and that's where it's being stored, so then it certainly is not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Hay says that, in general, the Akum cannot be mavato to you. As he says, Kamo Bisrael, a Yid can. In a situation, Shalom Erev Ibn Echotzer, where the Yid didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, so he's allowed to be mavato, but the Akum can't. Shemavato Rishus, we can deal hati Yeshua Ibn Echotzer Lutaltel. A Yid can, and an Akum can't. Kidimavar Bissimin Shimpeh, as we just learned. Vatam Delo Mahani, why doesn't it work by an Akum if it does work by a Yid? Mishum Dirotsu Chachom Liarchuke Diras Yisrom and Akum. Again, this is part of the general Xerovia to try to keep us apart. Ulohochi Yechmiru, Dein Lo Takona Achis Komeno. And therefore, the rabbis insisted that you can't just be mavato. You have to actually rent it from him. Since a non-Jewish person is not going to be so quick to want to go and do this. The issue footnote number 10 explains this in some detail as to what the reasoning behind that we allow a schiris over here, but we don't allow a giving over the bittel by the Akum. So the issue footnote number 10 goes to this in great detail. Ayin Sham. So in this situation, because you have to do a schiris, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Yisrache Kayisrom Yilodurimo. This is too difficult. Every week you have to pay him money each week to go and rent from him. So you're going to say it's not worth it to live over here. Kedeshalo Yeser Olav Hatilto. Because I can't carry here on Shabbos. I can't go and move things from my house into the courtyard, etc. So therefore, I'm going to find another place to live, which is what ultimately the rabbis preferred. Therefore, Sifkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, you must, if you want to use this courtyard for carrying from your house into the courtyard, you must rent from him. Ulinyan im mahani shelo. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, what about borrowing it from him? Is that good? He's not being mavatal with you, but you're asking, can I please have your rishus over here in this courtyard, and I'm not going to pay you for it. I'm going to borrow it from you. So this is totally b'shtei hadeos of war b'siv yud beis. We're going to learn this in Yitzhak Shem in a couple of days in Sif yud beis. We'll have to wait till we get there, but according to the first opinion, ulodeh rishon sham lo mahani, it would not work according to the first opinion over there, ayin sham, which we will do in a couple of days. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim says, in Dibur HaMaskel, in the Bir HaLocha, Mimenu, he says, V'oz Yaseh Ha'akum Ki'iluhu Oreach Imon. By renting it from the non-Jewish person, you have now created that the halachic status of the non-Jewish person is like he's a guest over there, based upon the Rambam, and therefore you're allowed to carry because you've made an Erech Haseris upon all the dwellers over there in that courtyard, which are all Jews now. Da, the Chofetz Chaim further adds, the Rabbeinu Yonah son Mavur da filu matono eno moil rak schiros. He brings down that if you give it over, the non-Jewish person gives over to you as a matona his rights, that's not going to work. And the Chayyadim adds, and he says, v'nira poshut, demayri b'matona ru'ua. Here, when we're saying that a matona doesn't work, it's if he just says, yeah, you can have it over here. That's called a matona. That is not called a schiros, and therefore it's no good. But if he writes out a shtar, for example, and says, I hereby give you over a matana gemura b'chsiva, a written matana over here, so then that is no different than a rental. Poshut demoil, it brings up the chayodin that certainly would be good over here. I, v'hod lo yitzrichu chachom matana, why didn't the rabbis say this? Mishum d'loratzu l'hachmir kokach, the rabbis didn't want to make it, you have to have a full matana over here in a document. Danochi lo yirtz, lo sis mishum ofen matana gemura, because usually the goyim are not going to want to go do this as a full matana. So the schiris, they're already willing willing to do because they're making some money off it. But as a matana, they probably aren't going to be willing to do it. That's why the Mechaber did not bother to say it. With this, we conclude today's shiur.